I give to you. Jesus says, peace I give to you. Open up your Bibles with me to Mark's Gospel.
The won't get in. It won't disturb me. It won't wreck my style. It won't mess me up. I'll keep on trucking.
Yeah.
It can't slow me down.
Yeah.
It can't break my stride. It can't break my stride. It can't break me down.
Yeah.
Today I want to talk to you about the trap that's in your shift. Touch your neighbor and say shift.
Listen, church.
There's about to be a transition, a shifting, and an elevation is happening now.
Yeah.
We're in the middle of it. You're in the middle of a hurt. I just want to talk to somebody. I know it's hot, but you came so that you can get some fire.
Yeah.
And the Lord is about to give it to you.
Come on.
Listen to what I'm saying. Make your soul hear me. There is a shift in your life, a transition, an elevation. I'm here to warn you of a trap that's trying to stop you from getting where God has purposed you. Amen?
Amen.
Pray with me. Father, in the precious name of Jesus, I'm asking you to have your way this morning. Do what you want to do. Father, I pray against the distraction of the heat. I pray against distractions all over, God, that anything that tries to stop or intimidate or block this word, we bind it right now in the name of Jesus. Father, I'm asking you to have all of your way. Use me as nothing but your instrument, a vessel, so that you may get the glory. Hide me behind the cross. You died for us, not me. So God, I'm giving you full reign to enter into this realm, to do what you want to do in this space. Father, we give you the glory. We give you all the honor. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Touch your neighbor and say shift.
Yes.
Touch the person on the other side.
Yes.
Say shift.
Yes.
Start your clock. Start your clock. 20 minutes. Start your clock. 20 minutes. Start your clock. 20 minutes. The Lord's going to have ice cream after this word. You want to make sure you cool you down after the Lord heats you up. There's a shift that is going on. Stay with me the best you can, camera lady. There's a shift that is going on. There's a transition. There's an elevation. And this first point I need you to understand, in this shifting, in this elevation, there are some things you're going to have to get rid of. When you wake up in the morning and you pray, for those of you who pray first thing in the morning, I know it ain't everybody, but we're getting there. God ain't finished with me yet. Holly, that was supposed to be funny. I guess it's too hot to laugh. Hallelujah. There's a shift going on, and there's some things that we have to learn to get rid of. There's some habits, some old idioms or ideology that we need to get away from. There is still some foul language that is coming out of your mouth when you didn't let that person know. You could let them over, but they jammed over and you're still speaking foul language. There are some things that is on the other side that God has for you, but there are some things that you have to be willing to let go. God wants to bless you. He wants to shift you. But you're still playing around with some things that you think that is buying you time. The Lord said, wait.
Yeah.
But what you're trying to do is still play around with your boy thing and your girl thing. I only got two amens, but that means I'm talking to the church. When I don't get an amen, I know you in. Amen. But you gotta learn to let go of your thing for God's good thing. God cannot put his good thing in your life until you get rid of your thing. Your thing is not greater than God's thing.
Amen.
You gotta learn to let go and let God. Come on, somebody. You gotta let it go. I know what the Bible says. He says, listen, letting those things go that are behind me, I stretch towards the things that are in front of me. Come on, somebody, I press towards the mark of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. You got to let it go. Point two, I know I'm doing good on my minutes. On this shift that the Lord has you on, you can't forget about taking Jesus. I know it sounds cliche, but we like to, oh my God, bring my children in here. We like to show God that, Lord, I got it. I got it. No, baby, where God is shifting you, you don't got it. He got it.
That's right.
And if you don't take the Lord along with you, you will get trapped.
Right.
Understand this, what I'm saying out of my mouth. The devil knows that you are in a transition. He knows that you are evolving, that you're going to the next level. He knows. So he's going to try to set you up with low-hanging fruit. And you already know the things that God ain't into.
Yeah.
I know you like to, but God ain't into.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? You understand what I'm saying? God is not into that thing.
Yeah.
Even though you like that thing, the devil know you like that thing, and the devil's coming to show you that thing. But God is not in that thing. Understand? Our God, listen, you got to ask yourself the question. God, are you in this thing? And guess what? 9 times out of 10, you probably didn't even have to ask God if you're in this thing. Because you already know. You already know. You got to make sure he's in the thing, because the devil gonna show you things that you like. Things that perhaps you've prayed for. Things that you've desired. But it was never God's good thing. God don't have a bike for you. He got a Ferrari. And he's trying to bless you with his good thing. But you can't fall for the banana in a tailpipe.
That's right.
Everybody don't get that. Everybody don't get that. The Jedi mind trick. Okay, you ain't gonna get that. The trick. The enemy will dangle that. But understand this. He knows that God is setting you up for your shift.
That's
right.
Let me help somebody. You know. You know that that house you've been looking at, it just came on the market. But they want $400,000 more than what you pay on your mortgage, and you struggling to make that payment. Are you following me?
Yes. Yes.
That ain't God.
That ain't God.
Listen to what I'm saying.
Come on, make it plain.
God will not put more on you than you can bear. The Bible says that without any sorrow.
Yeah.
So when God gives it to you, it should be joyful. You shouldn't be bankrupt or in debt. If God gave it, it should be a blessing, not a curse. There's a shift. Did your neighbors say there's a shift? On this shift, God is going to put you in a vehicle. Oh my God, oh my God. Thank you, Lord. I love Back to the Future. That was my thing. It was a 1985 movie. I know you millennials don't know nothing about it, but I got to say it. I got to say this. Where you're about to go, you don't need no roads. He's going to put you in a vehicle that you don't need roads to get to. Why? Because God doesn't believe in traffic jams. God wants to accelerate your shift. Hallelujah, you follow me. But understand, on this voyage, right, God has planted intentionally three types of people in your life. That's right. He has spectators, celebrators, and them haters. You understand what I'm just saying? I know it's getting hot in here. I know it's getting hot. We got ice cream afterwards. You can laugh. We promise you we're going to get you some water and some ice cream. Understand this. A spectator, you don't want to get confused with a celebrator or a hater. A spectator is not a hater. Hear what I'm saying, saints. A spectator is there to watch and see. Ain't none personal. They might not celebrate with you. They might not dance with you. Nah, but they're watching. They want to see if the Lord is who he says he is. Do you understand what I'm saying? And they also want to see if you believe the Lord is what you claim him to be. So they're watching to see which one of you is a liar. It ain't personal. They're watching to see if it is what you claim it to be. Because understand this, a spectator, salvation is on the line based on what you demonstrate in your shift. I'm saying there has to be a witness to the shift. Understand what I'm saying? Celebrators. Ooh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Celebrators don't get confused with a celebrator, because a celebrator might not be your best friend. It may not be your confidant. That's not a celebrator's purpose. If they do extra, that's on them. But a celebrator is there to encourage you. Now let me educate you on something. Celebrators have their own capacity to celebrate. What do you mean, Pastor? What I'm saying to you is, in your last level, you may have had a celebrator that didn't make it to this shift level. Ain't personal. They don't have the capacity to cheer you on at this level. They are set at their level. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. So don't take it personal, because that person in your last level was your friend. They was my friend. Why don't they go to church with me since I've elevated? Why don't they come to the parties when we celebrate? Why don't they show up when we're shifting and elevating? Because they weren't set up for you in this shift, in this transition. They were set up for you in the last one.
Yeah.
Your celebrators are here to cheer you on, to encourage you, so that you don't give up, that you keep going. They're your celebrators. They're there to encourage you, to push you through. Don't confuse them with your best friends, because they might not make it to the next shift. Don't be surprised if your celebrator is somebody that's a non-believer. You may have something. That ain't the devil. There is people out there that will celebrate you, that will invest in you, that will have your back, because they're for what you for. They see what you're doing, and they're like, wow, I want to invest in them. Don't pass them away. Some of your celebrators will be non-believers. Do not cast them away. Why? Because the Lord is going to show you what they know. What do you mean? The Bible says that the wealth of the wicked is stored up for the righteous. So there are going to be non-believers that are going to show you. There's going to be people that's going to be in your life that is going to encourage you and give you tricks and tips and skills that even the believers don't have. Don't shove them. Those are your celebrators. Your celebrators. Amen? And then there's haters. Don't confuse. Listen. Spoiler alert. Haters are the best ones. The hater is your most favorable ally. Your hater is not your enemy.
Yeah.
They're your ally. What are you saying? Why would you say that, Pastor? Because understand the tension, the conflict, the tension is what builds muscles.
Yeah.
The only way you're going to get to accelerate to the place that the Lord has designed for you, you need the haters to build muscles for you to prepare you for the next moment. The reason when you go to the next, when you go to the other side, the only reason why you won't go in it as a novice is because of them haters. The hater is designed to build what? They are the reason why you will go into the other side and you won't be a novice.
All
right. Like, man, how long you been doing this? A year, 2 years. Hallelujah. I just started. You can thank your haters for that.
Yeah.
Don't think that your haters is your enemy. They're not. They're your friend. Your enemy is noise.
Yeah.
Right. Come on.
I'm going to say it louder and prouder. I'm going to say it louder and prouder. Touch your neighbor, say shit.
Shit.
I just said that your enemy is noise.
Right.
Your enemy is noise. Noise, right, is defined as sound that's undesirable. You know what? We get it on time. I'm on time. Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Y'all get ice cream after this. Don't worry about it. It is undesirable sound. Uneasy. Undesirable. Sound messing you up, confusing noise. That's what noise is. It's noise. And the thing is, with noise, when trauma has afflicted each and every one of us in our lifetime, it hardwired our minds and it built noise. Are you following me?
Yes.
But it wasn't our fault, because when we started hearing the noise from our trauma, from our past, we created noise to try to drown out that noise. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying you create a shelter of noise so that you can block out the noise in your mind. This is why you leave the TV on when you go to sleep. I don't get no amens. This is why wherever you go, when you go in your car, the music has to be on. Wherever you go, you're in the Instagram, you're in the Facebook, you gotta be on your cell phone, you gotta be talking, you gotta be listening to the podcast. At the end of the day, you have the noise that's in you. It's the noise. It's the noise. It's the noise. And now you're in a situation because it's getting so noisy, you're finding everything in your life is betraying you. Your flesh is being noisy. Come on, somebody. Your thoughts are noisy. Your talk is noisy. You saying things like that, why did I say that? Because you're trying to drown the noise. But what has happened is because you built that shelter, the noise has filled your safe haven. Come on, somebody. God is sending you on a shift, but you didn't know you would have to go through the stuff you have drowned is now trying to drown you in the shelter you've created. Woo! Noise. Wow. And that's a noisy. That's a noisy situation. The disciples are on this boat, this vessel that is designed to go from one side and shift to the other side. And the stuff that is